Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey there, it's Riggs. I just wanted to say really quick, on behalf of Allie and myself, you're listening to this right now and you're hearing my voice and you've probably listened to our show as well. I just wanted to say thank you. We both wanted to say thank you for listening, for downloading, and for hanging out with us. Is it crazy to think that we are literally living through the craziest time in human history? We're living that moment right now. It's crazy. It's awesome. And it's fun to be part of it with you. So thanks for sticking with us. And here's our show from Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. I hate you, 2020. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, it's Riggs and Allie. It is 5:55. Today is Wednesday. Already? Halfway through the week, yeah. It's Kiss FM. Did you see what the Hunger Task Force is doing for these dairy farmers that had to dump all that milk? We talked about this.
I did not.
A couple weeks ago, how dairy farmers because
Riggs, it was like a couple days ago.
What was
Slow
a couple
down.
Days ago?
We've only been quarantined for like a couple weeks ago. The dairy, it was like 3 days ago, dude.
Look, I have no concept of time. All right, all I know is it happened.
Okay, but I had to clarify it was like recently during the quarantine. Okay, continue.
Right. So these dairy farmers, obviously, there's no school in session. All these restaurants are closed. So milk production is still up, but they don't have the demand for it because of the restaurants and the schools. So they're having to dump all of this milk. Now, Hunger Task Force has stepped in and said they're going to pledge $1 million to buy it back from dairy farmers and supply it to people that actually will need it and use it, which is pretty cool, right? So that's not going to waste. They're going to get it to the dairy farmers. Kind of a great little circle of life that the Hunger Task Force is stepping in and doing, like a lot of people are stepping up and doing, like giving local businesses some patronage for takeout and delivery. Yeah. Hunger Task Force stepping in and helping out dairy farmers when they need to, which is super cool to do. So go buy some milk if you want to. Do you have enough milk?
Yeah, I just got a whole other gallon. In fact, I had to dump out half of my other gallon. I have to buy the half gallon.
You do have to go to the half gallon. You can't go.
No, the full gallon is never enough. And I bought it when we were on lockdown thinking I'd use it. And it still is too much. So I'm going back to the half gallon now. Sorry, dairy farmers. I love you. But I have to go back to the half gallon.
There's nothing more terrifying than thinking you have milk and grabbing the gallon and picking it up and there's nothing in there.
Oh, well, I always have extra. So
until you don't have extra. And it's just all over the place.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
It's so loud, I have to take off my headphones and move away, Riggs. I don't know what you're doing over there. I literally had my headphones like this. You didn't even see it, did you?
What, no?
I couldn't. It was so loud.
What's loud?
Everything. It's like the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Jeez.
Yeah, how was that? Did that hurt your ears?
Yeah. I can't hear
That's how
though.
I felt.
Is it better
That's
now?
That's how I felt. It's fine now. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so listen. So Joe Exotic, they're auctioning off his pink sequin shirt.
The one that he got married in?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, and the starting bid, everyone, is $650 for the corniest looking pink sequin shirt. I could make that thing for crying out loud. Yeah.
$650 bucks? I think it'd be going for much more than that.
Oh, really?
For yeah.
$600 for a shirt
that Joe Exotic wore in his wedding, his gay three-way wedding. Yes,
from a guy who's in prison for paying somebody to kill somebody who's trashy, who abuses animals. I can't even with you, Riggs.
Yes,
get out of here, dude.
I think it would be going for way more than $650. I think that's low.
He's just as awful as Carol Baskin. All you people.
I'm not saying I'd pay it, but I just think that's low for humanity. I think humanity just would be paying much more for it. I've seen more jacked up things go for.
Well, that's the opening bid.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
the
opening bid.
So, I mean, yeah. So it could go for $50,000, I guess, if some weirdo actually wants to do that.
Some weirdo
but yeah,
will,
Joe, too. Carol Baskin didn't get that shirt. She took everything else, but not that pink sequin shirt. And now they're right? Auctioning it off.
$650.
Yeah.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Mm-hmm.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 6:24. It's Wednesday, in case you're wondering what day it is. Wednesday, hump day, day check.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, I saw you did your taxes last night.
Let me just tell you about this. Okay, so I understand there's an extension, which people were messaging me, and I was like, I know I have an extension. Like, I get it. However, I wanted to get it done. Like, I've been saying I'm going to do my taxes for 2 months now.
The last thing you want to do is tell a procrastinator you have 3 more months.
Yeah, don't. Like, I need to just get it done, okay?
Yeah.
So last night, in my mind, I just told myself they were due, so I would do them, you know? And I'm like, just get them done. So I was putting everything in, and I'm a single mom, so you put in all this stuff, and you got childcare, right? Yeah. I'm head of household, all these things. So I have to enter my taxes for all the childcare I paid for, so that's just, you know, kinder care, that's my nanny. So, like a moron, you know why I didn't get my taxes done last night, Riggs? You know why they're not done?
Why are your taxes not done?
Because I brought my nanny in and I left the kids downstairs alone, because who the hell cares right now? I mean, seriously. They're watching Trolls World Tour for the 9th time. Am
Again?
I exaggerating?
Not even a little bit.
Hold on.
Not.
When is that up, by the way? You have 48 hours to watch it, right?
It's up tonight. So
okay,
they
good.
Watched it twice on the... They watched
hey,
it twice the first night we got it. They watched it 3 times yesterday, and they're watching it right
by
now
the way, that's
until
no
it
long,
expires.
That's no longer a ripoff. You've got your money's worth, at least this time around, because they'll be sick of it.
So here's what I do in the middle of my taxes.
Yeah.
I realize that I need Ella, my nanny's social security number. So Ella, what text? Ella, hello, Ella. Hello, by the way.
Good morning.
I love you. Thank you for taking care of my kids when I'm on the air.
Neither one of you are watching your kids right now. They're unattended downstairs watching
They're
Trolls.
Fine. He said none of you are watching your kids. They're unattended. Okay, fine. Not the point. Listen, here's the point, though.
Yeah.
What did I text you last night, Ella, and say?
It was a text, and it said, can you text me your social security number? And I paused. Like, I waited, and then I saw the dots. I was like, okay, she's going to tell me no. Like, I don't have to text it, because I was going to tell you no.
Yeah,
that seems like an awful idea.
It's an awful idea. I sent her a text last night, and I go, hey, what's your social? And right after I sent it, I went, don't answer that. In fact, don't text me that. That was the dumbest thing I ever asked you to do. Why did I text you and say, what's your social? So Ella, being the smart gal she is, said, No, give it to you tomorrow. She said, I'll give it to you tomorrow. I said, yeah, that's what I was thinking, wink, wink. So I didn't get done because I didn't have her social.
Don't feel bad, because my mom did the exact same thing to me a couple years ago when she was putting me in as her beneficiary for her life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
She sends me a text and says, just so you know, I'm making you the beneficiary on our life insurance policy. I'm like, okay, that's morbid, but I understand. I get it. She goes, so you need to text me your social. I said, No? She says, why not? It's just a text message. I pick up the phone. I call her. Mom, I'm not going to text that. You don't text that personal of information. I will call you and tell you that. And furthermore, you're my mother. Shouldn't you know? Wasn't that a sign when I was born? Shouldn't you know? Shouldn't you know?
Yeah, your mom should know your social.
She goes, yes, I should. She goes, I forgot it. I misplaced where I wrote it down. I was like, well, that's comforting too.
Well, let me just be fair. My mom used to shout ours out without even thinking. Me and my sisters are social. She always knew them.
Yeah.
My kids, I have them saved in my notes on my iPhone. So if anyone hacks me, I'm screwed, okay?
Right.
Because that's where I keep it, you know?
You don't
where
need do to you, I'm glad that you did not. Did Ella, did you text it to her or no? You did not.
No. Okay, good. Good. I've made too many dumb mistakes like that already.
Good.
She's learned the hard way.
I'm sure.
She's like, I don't want to get scammed again.
You've done that before. So you can always text to 71037 if you've texted sensitive information like that before. I hope nobody has. Good God.
Or if you're dumb like me and you told someone to. What the hell?
Drake. Tootsie Slide, 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, in case you're wondering what day it is. It would normally be tax day the 15th, but that's been extended to July 15th.
Yep. Still trying to get them done just so I feel better about myself, but you know.
Well, it's nice to know that it's behind you. You don't have to worry about it. That way, July 14th doesn't roll up and you're like, damn it, it's July.
Right.
You're not thinking about your taxes in July. Nobody is.
Well, And quite frankly, I mean, I want to know my stimulus situation. And that's based on your income. So, I need to know, what I made other years. If I, you know what I mean? I'm like, what did I make this past? I don't even, you know.
Well, they're estimating that 93.6% of tax filers will get a rebate. It's a lot of people will get a rebate of some sort.
Yeah.
It's 140 million households. This is a $2 trillion stimulus package that's gone through.
We're still working. So, I just assumed, I'm not going to get a check. Why would I get a check? I'm still working. You're right. That was my assumption in the world. And my parents were like, oh, you're getting a check, honey.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I was like, what do you mean I'm getting a check? And they're like, you're getting one. I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Yes. They'll base it off of your income, either from last year's taxes, if you haven't filed, or if you have filed, they'll base it off of this year's taxes, 2019 taxes.
So I wanted to see, I didn't know, I was like, what did I make? I gotcha.
There'll be a website. They said the government, they'll have a website up and running by the end of the week where you can track your payment. So if you didn't use direct deposit, you can make a way to get a check. You can file that. You'll have to provide identification. You need your social security number and that type of stuff. So be prepared to offer up that information. You'll need it. But people that make over the $75,000 threshold are also going to get a reduced stimulus as well. So even people that make over the threshold that they have, people still get some sort of a stimulus. So it looks like as many people as possible are going to get a part of this because everybody's impacted by this. I mean, it's affecting
it depends
everybody.
Where you live. Too.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Like 75,000 in Milwaukee would be, could be a lot, but you go to Chicago, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
That's
my point. Like it depends on where you're at. That's the other problem. You know,
San Francisco, $75,000, you could live in a shack. Maybe an RV. So look for your stimulus. They say 80 million people will have it before the end of the week. So check your bank accounts. You might have one. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Commercial free on Wednesday.
With Allie.
Wow. So this is kind of cool, Riggs.
What's up?
All these celebrities are teaming up to do this together. And I was reading about it. This is neat. So I'm talking about some of the big celebrities on the planet. Alex Rodriguez, Justin Bieber, Ben Simmons, Mark Cuban, Kevin Hart, Meek Mill, Magic Johnson.
Ooh.
All of this is actually really awesome because it's going to you could actually win some of these things. But they have this website. It's called the All In Challenge. And what happened was one of the guys who owns the Philadelphia 76ers, he's a partner, Michael Rubin, he started this and he got all these celebrities. And they're basically auctioning off experiences or things from celebrities.
Okay.
And so here's an example. And this is the way that we could technically do this because we don't have 50 grand, to bid on. Here's one of the coolest things. You can play horse with Magic Johnson.
What?
And then sit courtside at a Lakers game.
That's
opening bid.
Awesome.
Opening bid, 50 grand.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Cuban letting you suit up for a game.
Oh,
for,
my God.
Suit up. You can suit up. That opening bid is $200,000.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. That's not 200. 200,000 was Meek Mill's Rolls Royce. He's auctioning that off.
The Meek Mill Rolls Royce, really?
Yes. I mean, these celebrities are stepping up. So you can either go bid on these with the All In Challenge, and they have a website, or This is how we can get in on it. Apparently, there's ways for regular people to pay like $10. And no, it's like a raffle.
Yeah, yeah.
I say regular people, I mean not rich people like us.
People that can't throw down 50 grand to suit up.
We're not throwing down thousands. So yeah. So, but we could technically, according to this, go on and like, let's say, enter $10 and then end up in a raffle. And then you're qualified for all of these experiences because they know people don't have a lot of money right now.
Right.
So you could technically, I mean, you can go see which ones you qualify for, but there's all kinds of things like Ryan Seacrest. You can have some of these experiences that aren't so crazy, like sitting courtside at a Lakers game.
Uh-huh.
Like if you just want to be in Kevin Hart's next movie, like an extra.
What?
There's a perfect example. Like you put $10 down, you're in the raffle now to win all of these. So I actually want to enter. I want to put my $10 in because 100% of it, 100% is going to feed the hungry.
That's nice.
So
I can throw down a Hamilton and I can be in a Kevin Hart movie. Yes, 100%.
Can you imagine?
For $10?
I mean, it's like the lottery, but who cares? It's like $10. So Justin Bieber said he's going to fly to somebody's house and sing One Less Lonely Girl. Could you imagine if I won and Justin Bieber flew to my house? I would die.
I would die. I would break social distancing guidelines to come to your house and meet him. That's how much I would love that. That's amazing.
The website I'm trying to see here, I don't want to. It's called the All In Challenge. Just Google that because the website's a little. You'll find it. It won't be hard.
That's a challenge I can get behind. A challenge I cannot get behind that I think is super rude that people are doing, by the way.
What? And I have to tell you one thing after that. What is the challenge? Oh, you're mad about a challenge.
I'll tell you about it next.
Okay.
It's incredibly rude.
I just want to.
Go ahead.
I want to wrap up with this. When you go to the website for the All In Challenge, you can see there's $2 million raised by all these celebrities.
Jeez.
The first thing at top is appear in a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. And across the screen, it has Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and Martin Scorsese.
What?
Enter to win. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You'll be in an iconic film. That's amazing.
I'm going to donate.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Wednesday with Riggs and Allie. Good morning. I saw a Facebook challenge that kind of rubbed me the wrong way the more I thought about it, Allie. I don't know if you've seen it going around on your social media, your Facebook.
What is it?
It's on Instagram, too, a little bit. I've seen people asking to post your senior picture to support the class of 2020. Because the class of 2020's got it bad this year. I mean, you've got seniors that are graduating from high school. They're having, you know, commencements that are getting canceled. They're not able to finish out their last year of high school with their friends. Remember how great it was to have your senior year of high school hanging out with all your friends before the end of the year and you all go your separate ways and never see them again?
I don't think you understand how much you've triggered me here, Riggs, because basically I'm about to hit you up on FaceTime. So if anybody hears our phones ringing, enjoy that little behind the scenes stuff. But when I was a senior in high school, my great aunt died of breast cancer 2 weeks before graduation.
Yeah.
And my dad came in and he said, this is again like a long, I mean, I'm only 30, so it's like 10 years ago.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No. So my dad says, you're not going to be able to graduate with your class. So I ironically have lived through this, okay? And I was traumatized. You'd think it's stupid, right? If you've never been through it, you're like, who cares? You don't get to graduate. People are dying. I get it. You're like, who cares?
Right.
But as someone who's been 17, told they can't go to graduation with their whole class, it was like the end of my world at that moment. And I was like, I'd seen your trips. Out.
Canceled.
I didn't get to go on my senior trip.
Think about
proms. I was devastated.
Prom.
Devastated. And I only lost a couple things. Yeah, these kids are losing experiences that we then talk about for 20 years.
Right. This is
what I mean?
Which is
exactly
why.
It is.
And this is why I feel this challenge is rude, because now by honoring them, we're saying, hey, it really sucks that you can't do any of this stuff. But here's a picture of me at my graduation and me at my prom, stuff that you can't do. But isn't this goofy? This is how I'm supporting you, by showing you what you can't do. Huh?
Honestly?
I feel it's rude. How is that supporting them? Maybe there has to be a better way to support them, I think.
I say that at first I thought, who cares? Put your stupid senior pickup. Nobody cares. But then when you said this, it brought me back around. I thought, you know what? You're right. This is all about like us. Like, yeah. So you post your senior picture to go, look at me, everybody. I get it. So it's really about you at the end of the day. It's not really about nobody really. Do you really care about your senior? I don't care about your senior picture, Riggs. No offense.
Like, no, I don't care about yours either.
We're so far from high school. I could give a damn about your senior picture. I'm like, who cares?
And quite frankly, I would rather reach out to the class of 2020 and wonder what the hell, if anything, they would want to do to be honored. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect to get out of the year as a graduate of the year, class of 2020? Or maybe you have somebody that is a senior in high school right now. What are they doing to make their senior year special? What are you doing?
What about college?
That too.
I mean, everyone in college didn't get to walk or graduate. That happened to our old intern.
I know.
So a lot of people... It's strange.
It is. Very strange. What? 799-1037, or you can text to 71037.
But for the record, you don't have to sit through a five-hour graduation either. You're welcome, okay?
There is, right? There is that. Listen to everybody, four valedictorians talk about things.
Right?
And I'll tell you what Christian Yelich did for a high school class next,
what?
By the way. Yeah, I think this is a way better way to honor the class of 2020. Text to 71037 if you got a comment. We're commercial free with Camila Cabello. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's 7:38 on a Wednesday with Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's Wednesday, right?
Morning.
Sometimes I forget what freaking day it is.
Dude, every
he even says it right in front of me. Wednesday.
Day I repeatedly look and I question it even after I look. So I feel you.
It says Wednesday. Stay in front of me, but I still second guess it. We were talking about the senior picture challenge that's going around on the internet, on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, how you post a picture of your senior picture to support the class of 2020. But I think it's stupid. It's self-serving. You're doing it for you, right? You're not doing it for the
seniors.
You're
not really helping a senior feel better. That's true.
No. Good morning. Tara's in Bayview. You're calling 799-1037. Good morning. How are you, Tara?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. Where are you driving to or from work from? Are you?
I work at the hospital here in Bayview, and I'm driving home from working overnight.
Oh, nice.
Well, thank you for everything you're doing and putting yourself on those front lines. Yeah. I can't even imagine, you know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I appreciate the recognition, and also thanking, like, the housekeepers and...
My mom works in healthcare, and she said the people behind the scenes, like the administrative people, the people that clean the rooms, the janitorial staff, the maintenance staff, those are the people that are keeping it, really keeping it going, too.
There's a lot of work being done, and it's really inspiring to see a lot of people stepping up and just doing what they need to do to help take care of the community.
Right. Let's on to something that's not, you know, your work, because you want to get away from that. We're trying to get you off that.
Right.
Senior pictures on Facebook. Do you think this is self-serving? Are you on my side with this, or do you?
Oh my gosh! I have been thinking that since I first saw the first one. I'm like, what? How is this supporting the seniors who don't even celebrate their own graduation, and now everybody else is like, let me put my picture up for you.
Yes.
Well, and it's people 20 years ago, and you're like, I didn't need to see this or your haircut. Okay? Like, I get it. You're putting your varsity letter jacket on.
Uh-huh.
You're laughing at how corny our pictures were.
Yeah.
I get it, but at the same time, I don't get it. I'm with Tara totally. Like, okay, post your senior picture, but this is helping nothing.
Okay. So the four of us, one, two, three, the three of us are all in agreement then that it's stupid. So what can we do as a challenge or something to acknowledge the class of 2020, college and high school alike? What's something that society could do for them?
How about stop sharing our wonderful memories with them? How about that?
There we go. Maybe.
Right? How about not showing how awesome our graduation was?
That's exactly Tara.
Did you just hear what Christian Yelich did for the Milwaukee Brewers, you guys? Christian Yelich?
He wrote
a letter to the seniors of his high school where he went to high school. And he said, basically, he was like, this is a tough year for you, because he went to high school in Thousand Oaks, California. He wrote a letter directly to the class of 2020 at his high school, talking about how it's going to be bigger once you get out there. High school is great, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. Like, there's so much more life to live outside of high school.
Well, it doesn't matter to most. Some people never leave it in their mind.
I know.
Most people move on with their life, get new friends, but you have people that stay in that circle that never have any other friends, but they're married to somebody for from high school. They hang out with people from high school. They never really evolved. That's make any sense?
I have a friend. His name is Dustin Weisenberger. I went to high school with him.
You just called him out, dude.
Oh, yes.
Are you crazy?
No, he still runs with the whole pack from high school. Him and Drew Lazara, they both hang out. They still live in Seattle together. They still smoke pot all the time together. They're still stoners. They still
like
are.
It's like high school.
It is. They never grew up, ever.
And I went to a school in a town of 6,000 people. So, you know, I graduated with like 50 people. So those people, you know, there are people that are still living in that town.
Yeah.
And high school is it. It is a big... I think it is a big deal for them. You know, hopefully, I don't know. I think they'll get over it. They have a story to tell, but I definitely don't think looking at, you know, their aunts and uncles and parents.
Allie Faye's high school graduation picture isn't going to cheer them up.
It's like, I have some best friends from high school I stay in contact with, but you have to move on and have other people and friends too. And how boring of a life to have the same group from zero to dead. I mean, how boring.
Hey, you can text us at 71037. Tara, thank you for calling. Thank you for the work you do out there on the front lines in healthcare. We appreciate what you do and pass it along to your coworkers as well. So,
all right. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
I hope you get a nap today. It's well deserved.
What's a nap?
Right? What's that? Right. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's 8:32 and today is a Wednesday for all of you working from home or driving into an office going, what day is it? Is it still March? Is it April yet? No, it's April. Good. It's on a Wednesday, too.
All right. All right.
Been almost a month into our... See, the Safer at Home went into effect on March 24th here in Wisconsin.
Which I had to ask you yesterday, like, when did it start? Because I didn't even remember, because it just feels like we're just coasting into no man's land until somebody says something else. I know they have an end date, but I don't know what to think of the end date. I don't think anything of it right now.
Yeah, I do know that the Wisconsin Department of Health said that we're doing a good job of flattening the curve. It could have been worse, but the Safer at Home is working, so keep that up. So that is working. But it begs the question, though, like, with so many things gone now, what do you miss the most about pre-corona?
I can tell you.
Before. What do you miss the most? What?
It's just getting in my car and driving to Target for one thing. That's what I miss.
Yeah.
I mean, or just getting in my car and driving to a, you know, shop at a clothes store because I can on a Saturday. I mean, it's the little things that you took for granted.
Yes.
That you just want to go run around a store for a few minutes. That's what I miss. And I get it. It's irresponsible right now. I can't do that. No, you know, and the ones that shouldn't be, I shouldn't be in Target for 45 minutes looking at home decor. Okay. I get it.
No.
But it doesn't mean I don't think about it. Okay.
Right. I miss going to restaurants. I miss going out for like a dinner or just going out to a bar with some friends on a weekend or a weeknight. I miss
somebody
I miss patio drinking. I miss all that stuff.
I know. Somebody asked me if I had done like pickup and had I gone to get wings and stuff, and I said no, I haven't. And I finally did do pickup a couple of times, you know, because I was like, I gotta get out there and I don't want to cook again. But it's funny because food is like, I know, that was such a big part of everyone's life. You realize that going out to eat is part of your entertainment.
What was it?
You know,
I think Craig put it on our Facebook last night. It's your expense sheet for the month. It was like eating out, entertainment, $0. Clothing, $0. Groceries, $1,875.
Seriously, I have never spent so much money on food from the grocery store in my life, and I'm sick of it. I'm done going to the grocery store. I don't want to buy any more goldfish, okay? I don't want to buy any more peanut butter and jelly and fruit snacks. I'm over it.
I miss going to the grocery store and not like being very cognizant of like how close I'm standing to people. And like, it's just, you're more aware now. I miss not having that all the time, which I guess
we're
going to
have
to be like that all the time, but what?
I just want to throw this out there as we're complaining about how much we spent on food if you have children like mine who eat nonstop.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the cafeteria ladies who fed my children every day and I didn't have to deal with this crap because I'm over it, man. Yesterday I thought, man, I wish they could just go get a meal at school and leave me the hell alone.
Right? What do you miss the most? Like about the way that things were? 799-1037. You can text us 71037. What is it about the way things used to be that you miss? Is it the little things? Maybe it's sports. I got people that miss sports, missed opening day and stuff.
Right? I can't even imagine if you like sports what you're doing with yourself right now.
799-1037 or text to 71037. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 8:38. It is a Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. And we're 3 weeks into a quarantine that feels like months. Or are we 4 weeks? I don't even know. This time is melting together.
These memes that were like March took forever, then April flew by, and now it's the middle of April. I don't know what to think.
You got to put your microphone up to your face, Toots. I look at Allie on her FaceTime. Allie's broadcasting from her house. She's just sitting laid back on her chair with her microphone on her desk. So it's like,
I'm losing it.
You know something? That's really funny.
That's
all I hear. Yeah. I'm like, dude.
And after Riggs said that to me, I looked at him on the FaceTime and face planted myself in my palm. Like, did I just do that? Because when we're at work, we don't hold a microphone. It's right in front of our face.
Right.
Here, I have to pick it up, hold it, set it back down.
The struggle is real.
So I forget that I'm not holding my mic. And for once, I'm quiet.
So what do you miss the most about the way things were? Like the way things were before?
Just getting up and going to Target for one thing if I felt like it, or for nothing even. That little things like that I completely either took for granted or got annoyed with when I needed to do them.
Yeah, people say things like, I miss hugs, as weird as that sounds. I love giving hugs, and as a first responder, they want to give someone a hug. I get that.
Somebody said, I miss the Brewers. Yes.
I know a woman that got divorced, and she says, I wonder what my husband is doing now, because for our entire 20 years of marriage, I competed with sports. And now who's laughing?
Oh, dude.
She's like, he was reaching out to me, seeing how I was doing, and I went, why is he being so conversational? Oh, there's no
sports.
Because
he's bored. He's doing the X call. No,
no. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Wednesday with Riggs and Allie. I say the day because they all blend together. I figured you would rather have a day check than a time check. You got a freaking clock on your phone. You want to know what day it is? Do you have anything due today? Any report? Mm-hmm. Any meetings? No, it's Wednesday, all right?
No, you don't. You don't have anything going on. Let's be real.
People might have one or two Zoom meetings maybe later, maybe.
That's true.
Maybe.
That's true.
So
They're planning for the planning of the planning for the after the planning. Right. We don't really know what's going on right now, but in the future, in case XYZ happens.
Yeah. So the IRS said that the stimulus payments from the coronavirus stimulus package from the federal government, the $2 trillion package that they're putting through, could be deposited into millions of bank accounts as early as today, Wednesday. So by the later today, a lot of people will have their stimulus checks. Here's what you need to not do, because you will, if you're going to get it, it'll be deposited in your account through a direct deposit.
Did you see
or a check
the text we got? To 71037.
Which one?
They said that they've gotten the refund on Monday, but it's been pending in their account, their stimulus refund. So I thought that was interesting that there are people can visually see it already, because I haven't seen anything.
Nope, I haven't seen anything either.
But continue. Yeah.
What not to do, all right? Because there's a lot of people that are out of work right now, so a lot of people are desperate for money and they're going to jump on the chance to get this money, right? Do not give out any of your personal information from anyone that says they're from the government. Like, if somebody may call you, if someone shows up at your house for some crazy reason, don't buy it. The government's not going to come to you and do this, all right? They're going to send you a letter in the mail. Don't click on any phishing emails. They're not going to send you an email asking for your information like that. Don't do that, right? If it seems suspicious, it probably is not legit. Don't go for it. They will send it. They'll deposit it. Go to irs.gov. That's the official IRS website. They have a whole payment search tool there where you can find out where your payment is. It gives you steps on how to apply. If you got maybe a notice that you were getting a payment, but it didn't come through, they have troubleshooting with that, because there's tons of different things. And they're trying to get this money out to hundreds of millions of people. So logistically, I can only imagine the nightmare that they have to go through. But don't do anything that seems too good to be true. Somebody calling and saying they're going to give you the stimulus check, don't fall for it, because this is like prime time for people to scam people.
Right.
People are desperate right now. Oh, my $1,200, I can get it tax-free through this company, this Persian guy that's calling me? Sure.
Dude, if you call me, you better have 7 other verification methods before I give you anything, okay?
Damn right. You damn well. We should. So look for that money. And if you got it, we want to know. It's 71037. Please text us.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I should have known this would be the guy who would get on Instagram Live and bring his mom on, join in from another location, because you can add people. You can go on live with another person on Instagram, right? Yeah. So you just add them in. Justin Bieber's been doing it. So good old former Kiss Bash artist Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, former Kiss Bash artist. This is what you said. Wiz Khalifa, yeah. You're glitching out. Sorry. You're breaking up.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Wiz Khalifa.
Is that better?
That's much better. Yes, thank you.
Wiz Khalifa. Let me close some internet windows and maybe this will work.
Yes. Broadcasting from home, man. This is the issues we're going to put up with.
Hashtag I'm out of bandwidth, Riggs.
Hey, man. Tell your kids to stop streaming trolls again.
look, they've only watched it 4 times and it's not their fault. We rented it. We only have 48 hours, okay? Oh, man. No,
Wiz Khalifa.
Seriously, Wiz Khalifa got on with his mom and she started, not a surprise, I mean, come on. But I just thought it was funny because, like, who's getting on Instagram Live with their mom and smoking a blunt? I mean, it's legal where they live, so it's not that shocking to those people, right. You know? Nor is it to me, really. No. But I'm sure there's some grandma in Wisconsin who's, like, horrified. Oh, my God!
It's a gateway drug to so many things. It's terrible.
It's Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, my kid just walked in. They're eating Lucky Charms, Owen. My literal 8-year-old walked in as we're having this conversation. Hey.
Hi.
Okay, so.
All right, cool. So Wiz Khalifa
shared a bowl. So anyway, that was a great dirt.
He shared a bowl of cereal with his mom.
A bowl of cereal. That's
yes,
right, Riggs.
That's right. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:42. It's Wednesday. You're halfway through your work week. If you still work a normal work week.
A lot of these. Well, think about the essential, even the healthcare workers, they're doing Saturday, Sundays. I mean, everybody's out of whack. They're doing the third shifters and the people who are still working in factories, you know?
My mom went from 4 10-hour days to 5 8-hour days.
Does
that make sense? Which sounds cool in theory because she's still getting the same amount of hours. But
she's a healthcare worker, but why did they do that?
Just they're scaling back on the way that they're doing things. I don't know. I don't know either. But she was like, well, now this is another day for me to be exposed to coronavirus. Wonderful.
She didn't like it. Yeah.
No, she'd rather do 4 10-hour days. And I was like, I would too. Less time.
That's
in there.
Fair.
Yeah. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something.
Okay, go ahead, Riggs.
I learned that the stimulus payments are going through today. A lot of people should be getting them today. Like, my mom texted me. She got hers. We got people that texted in to 71037. Yep. Theirs have come through today.
I thought the most interesting text we got to 71037 was how they said it had been pending since Monday. They could see it in there because I'm like, I haven't seen anything pending, honey. But that's awesome. And then it finally went through.
Did you see screenshots of the fake ones going around last week that said stimulus deposit? And then underneath, if you looked close, it would say, like, Joe Exotic Tiger Foundation or something.
It.
Just to
it
see
would,
if people were paying attention.
Joke?
Yeah, it was a joke, but it's just.
Oh, my
god. One of them had like an adult website underneath it if you were paying attention.
Oh, some of the stimulus memes are hysterical, though. I'll give them that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I kept seeing one yesterday that said something like, if you're complaining that $1,200 is nothing, then you obviously didn't need it. Yep. Or something like that.
Yep.
Like, if you qualified and you're throwing a fit that it's nothing, then you don't know what it's like to need money or something. I was dying.
That's a lot of money to
a lot
of people.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. I don't care who you are.
Yes.
I was like, what?
$1,200. If you handed me $1,200 right now, when you put it in my bank account, that's like,
oh God.
Thank you. Nice. Yeah. Start paying some bills, man.
Who's complaining? Yeah,
Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs has been triggered and you've actually brought me around to the other side, which is that you think the senior pick challenge circulating more on Facebook than anything, but I've seen them on all the socials, is ridiculous because we're essentially putting a picture up of ourselves 20 years ago, almost not helping seniors who are upset. We're taunting them, quite frankly, going, here's our memories. Look at me. Look at me.
You know what?
While they're all upset that they're losing these memories, they're never going to get back.
That's like saying, let's support local
restaurants. We're so selfish.
Let's support local restaurants by posting pictures of our meals we cooked at home.
Right.
Yay. That's stupid. Why would you do that?
It's stupid.
You're not supporting them.
All you're doing is going, look at me, which is what social media is. Let's be real.
Come on.
You can
stick around for another couple hours. Do you mind?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be here till noon. That's my new thing. I'm down.
Yeah. You just
from my bedroom with my children screaming in the background.
Have fun with that.
Thank you.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We'll talk to you in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.